In this episode, I'll be talking about the conservative principle of pragmatism. To be pragmatic means to make decisions based on weighing up rational thoughts on an issue. It also means that you can be quite flexible in your approach. The aim of pragmatic decisions being goals that are practical and achievable rather than ideological objectives. When we talk of pragmatism in politics, we mean that people or politicians are following policies that are judged on what works or the merits of what has happened before, meaning that it is not divorced from reality or turning into ideological wishful thinking. I mean, obviously, we're talking about political ideologies at the moment. You know, the word ideology means that it's a, you know, group of thoughts that are shared by multiple people, a large group of people. The problem with a lot of ideologies is that they do become idealistic, and they become focused on these ideas and not seeing the practical ways in which to reach the ultimate goal. So in conservatism, this principle of pragmatism is a way to ensure that politicians are making decisions that have been carefully thought through by following what works, what has worked in the past, and therefore what should supposedly continue to work into the future. So the principle of pragmatism rejects theory in favour of practical experience. And the key thinker Michael Oakeshott, one of his famous phrases was that to be a conservative is to prefer the tried to the untried. I think that sums up pragmatism quite well. That if you are going to make pragmatic decisions, those decisions need to be based on what has worked in the past and what should therefore continue to work in the future. This seems like a pretty sensible way of making political decisions. To follow what has worked previously rather than launching into new types of policies that are untried and may cause other problems that are unknown as of yet. But critics of conservative pragmatism argue that pragmatism is essentially just a lack of any principles at all. There is nothing guiding that pragmatic decision apart from public opinion. The leaders do not have a vision that they are following. They do not have an ultimate kind of, you know, goal of how they want society to work or look, and instead are just kind of going with the status quo, hoping not to upset people as they go along, and just pragmatically changing decision making depending on what the mood of the public is at various different points. So this has leveled the criticism of conservatism as an ideology that's devoid of an ideology, because if you are going to continue to edit and change the way in which decisions are made on a pragmatic basis, then there is kind of no ideology actually guiding you. I mentioned earlier that pragmatism implies a flexible approach to politics. The reason for this being that it follows the best interests of the people. So as I said, although some people level pragmatism as a principle that suggests that the conservative ideology almost has no ideology at all, and by following public opinion, actually one could argue that pragmatism allows the conservative ideology to ensure that it's continued to be accepted by the public. If the public do not agree and with an ideological vision, and yet politicians continue to press ahead with that ideological vision, then arguably they are not doing the job they are meant to be doing. So actually, pragmatism, by making practical, flexible decisions that can change over time, means that social stability and cohesion can be maintained, because at the end of the day, politicians need the public to vote them into power. So what does a pragmatic approach to politics emphasise? Well, it emphasises caution, to proceed with caution, not to take rash decisions quickly. It advocates moderation, so again, not to kind of overreach any boundaries, to actually take small steps towards improvements rather than large changes. And finally, a sense of historical continuity, which links to another conservative principle of tradition. By maintaining the continuity with history, not only do you avoid potentially dangerous revolutions, but you also ensure that changes that are made are, you know, slowly implemented to ensure that they have time to work and for their effects to actually kind of be seen before changing tack. So the idea of pragmatism being very important for the running of the state links to conservative views on human nature and human rationality. There's a belief that humans are kind of incapable of coming up with perfect theories, and therefore actually history is the main thing we have to ensure that stability is maintained. But it's not about sticking rigidly to those traditions. It's about having the flexibility to act pragmatically to change your direction if that is the kind of mood that the evolution of the country seems to be taking. But you don't just make that decision based on a theory, you base it on historical trends, factual information, etc. One of our other key thinkers, Edmund Burke, you may remember as the person who advocated Burkean representative democracy theory, in that the representatives that are elected in a representative democracy should lead, they should not just blindly follow public opinion. That maybe seems to clash against this idea of pragmatism, but actually, you know, Burke was a supporter of pragmatism because he believed in educated pragmatic decisions. So it also comes down to who Burke thought should be making those decisions, and those elective, usually aristocratic and well-educated members of parliament should be the people that are making those pragmatic decisions. And Edmund Burke was not afraid of the idea of change. One of his famous quotes is, "A state without some means of change is without its means of conservation." So you've got the key word conservation there for conservatism. To conserve something means to preserve it, make sure that it stays intact. But that phrase, "a state without some means of change is without its means of conservation," that means that if you are resistant to change and are not wanting to change anything about the way in which politics works, then the whole system itself will completely collapse on itself. we often think of conservatives as reactionary, trying to go back to a way things were before, with an emphasis on things like tradition, for example. But actually, conservatism is open to change, but only in order to conserve the power structures and societal, hierarchical and authority structures that are already in place. So it's this idea of kind of like peaceful evolution rather than a chaotic, violent revolution. So peaceful evolution rather than the chaos of a revolution. And of course, the French Revolution in 1789 was a major turning point in Europe and the world, for people, for political philosophers trying to come up with kind of ideas about how states can change without causing a lot of bloodshed. I've mentioned how, for some critics, the principle of pragmatism is kind of devoid of any meaning, because if politicians are pragmatically trying to win votes by whatever means necessary, and to be swayed by public opinion in whatever way in order to get those votes, then actually what does your party or yourself as a politician actually stand for? Now, an example is the 1951-64 Conservative administration. You know, you could argue that there is a great deal of pragmatism during that administration, because from 1945-51, the Conservatives had opposed Labour's introduction of the welfare state and the National Health Service. But when they get into power in 1951, they realise that actually, public opinion seems to be in favour of the welfare state. And so actually, if they were to go against those popular initiatives, then it would have been electoral suicide. And so the party makes a pragmatic decision to keep the welfare state in order to gain power. It's interesting that today the issue of the NHS is still a major talking point for the Conservative Party, and there have been talks about whether it should be kind of privatised in certain ways or not, but there's almost a kind of golden halo around it in order to protect it, because it seems like a pragmatic decision to not do things to dismantle it, because it goes against popular opinion. So in order to conserve the party, conserve power, conserve the organisation of the state as it is today, then pragmatic decisions need to continue to be taken. So that's the conservative principle of pragmatism, a flexible approach to society with decisions made on the basis of what works in order to conserve the current power structures and the state.